Blog Talk Radio.
People with righteousness and your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and the moon endures throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mowed grass, like showers that water the earth. In his day, the righteous shall flourish in abundance of peace until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion. Dominion is rule or control from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the Isles will bring presents. The king of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper. He will spare the poor and the needy, and will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his hand. He shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. There will be an abundance of grain in the earth. On the top of the mountains, its fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. Endure means to last. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Glory means great honor. Amen. Amen. I have read to you Glory and Universality of the Messiah's Reign, Psalm 72 in its entirety. Come, sheep, let's have a word of prayer before we get into the book of Isaiah and pick up where I left off the last time. Frankly, this is a do-over. Last week's lesson did not take. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and every day. Thank you for this is the day which you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, that the oppressor is trying to take but will not succeed. We thank you, Father. We should thank you for sane, sound mind, courage, patience, excellent health, family, love, patient education, prosperity in all things. I pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I want you sheep to turn to the book of Isaiah. Yes, follow me to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 23. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to have your pen, pencil, paper, notebook, and follow me as I read from the Bible to you. Of course, I know you, many of you read much better than I, but when I was told to feed my sheep and to minister unto the people, well, I need to know the Bible, so here I am reading it to you, listeners, and we're learning together. Let's read Isaiah chapter 28, verse 23. Listen to the teaching of God. And another word for teaching is instruction. Verse 23. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech. Does the plowman keep plowing all day and sow? Does he keep turning his soil and breaking the clod? C-L-O-D-S. Clod means soil. When he has leveled its surface, does he not sow the black cumin? And cumin is a condiment for seasoning your food. And scatter the cumin, plant the wheat and rows, the barley in the appointed place, and the felt. Another word for felt is wheat. Wheat in its place, for he instructs him in right judgment. His God teaches him. For the black cumin is not threshed. To be threshed, that means beaten with a threshing sled. We're in verse 27. Doing the cartwheel rolled over the cumin, but the black cumin is beaten out with a stick and the cumin with a rod. Bread flour must be ground. Therefore, he does not thresh it forever, break it with his cartwheel, or crush it with his horsemen. This also comes from Yah, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. We have finished reading the chapter 28 in the book of Isaiah. Now let us go to chapter 29 in the book of Isaiah. Woe to Jerusalem. Woe to Ariel. To Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add year to year. Let feasts come around. Yet I will distress Ariel. Distress means to besiege. There shall be a heaviness and sorrow. And it shall be to me as Ariel. I will encamp against you all around. I will lay siege. To lay siege, that means to encircle, usually with an army, against you with a mound. And I will rise siege works against you. You shall be brought down. He's talking about Jerusalem. You shall break out of the ground. Your speed shall be low out of the dust. Your voice shall be like a medium out of the ground. Now, medium is a person that communicates with the dead. And I think they are fortune tellers. And maybe I'm wrong. Let's pick up reading. And your speech shall whisper out of the dust. Verse 5. Moreover, the multitude of your foes, they are, means enemies, shall be like fine dust. Ooh. And the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passes away. Yes, it shall be in an instant, suddenly. This is going to happen to Jerusalem, instant and suddenly. You will be punished by Yah with thunder and earthquakes and great noise, with storms and tempests and the flame of devouring fire. Verse 7, the multitude of all the nations who fight against Ariel, even all who fight against her in her fortress and distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams and looks, he eats, but he awakes and his soul is still empty. Or, as when a thirsty man dreams, he drinks, he looks, he drinks, but he awakes. And indeed, he is faint, and his soul still craves. So the multitude of all the nations shall be who fight against Mount Zion. So Jerusalem is called Mount Zion. That's news to me. Verse 9, the blindness of disobedience. Pause and wonder. Blind yourselves and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with intoxicating drink. For Yah has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets, and he has covered your head, namely the seers. The whole vision shall become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is literate, saying, read this, please. Literate means someone who is able to read and write. And he says, I cannot read it, for it is sealed. In my view, he's telling the man, he can't read it because he doesn't understand it. Verse 12, then the book is delivered to one who is illiterate. An illiterate is one who is unable to read, saying, read this, please. And he says, I am not literate. Therefore, Yah said, inasmuch as these people draw near to me with their mouths and unto me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandments of men. I want to stop here and tell you what this brings to my mind. It brings to my mind the book of Daniel that I read to you at the beginning of this past January, chapter 11. Frankly, it goes back to when I read the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 15, where it mentioned the abomination of desolation. And I didn't know what abomination of desolation was. And Matthew says the abomination of desolation is found in the book of Daniel. So I read the book of Daniel all the while praying, God, help me to know what the abomination of desolation is. And I read and I read and didn't know what it was until I was about to tell you. I was in Daniel chapter 11, verse 21, and I was about to tell you, I think the abomination of desolation is. And I was going to say something wrong. And this is what popped into my mind. The abomination of desolation is man-made rules. And that goes back to the end of what verse 13 says. It says, and the fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men. And the commandment of men is nothing more than man-made rules. Let's pick up reading verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of the prudent, another word for prudent is wise or good, making good judgment. Men shall be hidden. Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel. Another word for counsel is advice from Yah. And their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us? Surely you have things turned around. Surely the potter be esteemed as the clay. He's saying, should the potter be respected more than the clay? Or shall the clay be respected more than the potter? For shall the things made say of him, who made it? He did not make me. Or shall the thing formed say of him who formed it, he does not understand? No, I beg to differ. Let's continue reading. I'm going to start reading from for next week's lesson, but I will change that. The future recovery of wisdom, verse 17. Is it not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall turn into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be esteemed as a forest? In that day, the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity. Obscurity means where it was unclear, they'll be able to see it clearly. And out of darkness, the humble also shall increase their joy in Yah, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. What the terrible one is brought down to nothing. Did you hear that, oppressor? Your day is coming soon. The scornful one. The scornful one is someone who hates, is consumed. And all who watch for iniquity are cut off. And iniquity means evil or injustice. Who make a man an offender by the word? So you're watching for something evil where you made someone an offender of God's words. And this is why it's so important to read your book, your Bible. See, the Bible gives you instructions, particularly the Old Testament, as how to live. In the book of Leviticus, chapters 18, 19, 20, you read those, as well as the Bible also tells you how to eat and what to eat. Contrary to some preachers tell you differently. I'm not a preacher, although God did tell me to feed his sheep, and I'm doing the best way that I think and that I understand from reading this Bible. It tells you how to live. And perhaps this is why I was told to feed my sheep. Too many of you may have been being led astray. As well, he told me to minister unto the people. Fear not, because I am with you. And I'm so thankful that I have the courage to do that. And I'm reading to you what is written in the Bible. It's not what Sandra says or thinks. This is what is actually written in the Bible. And I will ask you to read along with me so that you will know. So many of you are thirsty for the Word of God. And this is what I do. I try to bring you the Word of God. I do not expound on a passage, two or three passages, or 45 or minutes or an hour. I bring to you, that's what is written in the Bible. To all those who believe, I encourage you to believe in the Old Testament, to honor the Sabbath. And when I learned about the feast, I asked that you, there are seven feasts that we are supposed to follow. And once I finished reading the book of Isaiah, I have it in my mind for us to find out what those feast days are and study those and start participating or abiding by those feast days. So let's pick up reading at Isaiah chapter 29, verse 21. Who make a man an offender by the word? And this is where it's so important that you read your Bibles. It doesn't matter to me how many degrees that pastor or preacher has of yours. He may be misinterpreting the Bible. And this is why God tells a woman to read the Bible. And sometimes they may tell you wrong. And women are to read the Bible. I encourage you to week, Joel, J-O-E-L, chapter 2, verses 28 through 29, tells about a woman bringing the word. And Acts, chapter 2, verse 17, read all of it. Try to get an understanding, because I have watched one person for years, and I have come to an understanding that his interpretation of what is written is different from what I interpret, from what I understand. So in Matthew 24 and 4, it tells you, do not be deceived. And this is what Jesus Christ tells you. Do not be deceived. You know, and there's a lot more I can say, but I want to finish reading this up to, I want to read up to chapter 30. So let me read on chapter 21 again, verse 29. Who make a man an offender by the word, lay a snare. The snare sets a trap for him who reproves. Proves means to find fault in the gate and turn aside to adjust for a thing of naught. Some of you are actually looking for the word. You go in and you hear the word from your pastor and you are honest. You're really looking for it. And he'll tell you, perhaps tell you something that is not right. You are the jest, and it teaches you something that's wrong. Let's read verse 22. Therefore, thus says Yah, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now grow pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will hallow. Hallow means to honor or make holy. They will honor my name and hallow the Holy One of Jacob and fear the God of Israel. These also who err, who are doing wrong in the spirit, will come to understanding, and those who murmured, murmured means complain, will learn doctrine. We're going to stop here and pick up next time. We're going to pick up at chapter 29, verse 30. Let's have a word of prayer, a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one who attacks us day and every second, every moment that he has a chance. So we thank you for protecting us. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debts. In your son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Now, this is what I want you sheep to do. I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two books, The Broken Plant. That's $4.99. That's a children's book. And The Passing, that's a person, anyone over the age of 11 can read. My name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A Harris. Go to Amazon.com, purchase my two books. And I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eadie. Thank you for listening. Come back. Listen. Best morning. lightly. God loves you, so do I, but God loves you more.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.